Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. I don't know what it is about this Logitech headset, but man, it really is a bitch to get going. Once it gets going, it's fine, but for it to get to recognize, voice and being able to hear the sound, it takes a while, man. I don't understand. Well, I thought I had no plans to record anything today, but I had to go to work. It's been an interesting week. Haven't read any comics. Barb's been gone, which is usually I really read a lot of comics when Barb's gone, but what ended up happening is because Barb's gone, I ended up working more because I stay there later, and I ended up working today. Today is Saturday, and I only worked a couple hours, and it was pretty chaotic because the machine I was working on crashed. I was able to recover the text that I was working on, but not the formatting. So at least when I go in either tomorrow or on Monday, I'll be able to cut and paste the text that the document I was working on. But yeah, I was at least glad that I was able to get the text. It's weird what happened. But I was bummed out because I went in to accomplish something and kind of did, but I lost some of the formatting of what I was doing. And I'll still have to make up time to do that. But I was bummed out. I was like, I'm going to go to a movie. I mean, and I was going to go see Predator. Wanted to see it. Barb's gone. She wasn't too crazy about seeing it because of the reviews. But I'm a simple guy. I just like to escape and be able to enjoy myself. And I was gonna go see that, and I couldn't make it there in time because of what happened with the thing I was working on. And I got there way late. And there's a comic shop near there. And I went in because my shop, I don't have a pull list on this book, but so it's not their fault. But I've been picking up off the shelf Edge of our Spider-Geddon, because I didn't want to miss like I did on the Spider-Gwen and then miss the Spider-Verse thing. So I was like, oh man, he doesn't have. I think it's the first appearance of Spider-Ben, and that's Uncle Ben. So I wanted to get that book. So I stopped at the shop because I missed the movie. I went in there and I picked up Edge of Spider-Geddon number 3, which is sold out, what I hear, at the retailer level. And what else did I pick up? Well, I picked up a DC Nation there that I was missing. I really wish I'd get that magazine regularly. I know I can get a digital copy, but it's not the same. Let's see what else I got from there. I know I got a J.M. DeMatteis book that I didn't order because I didn't pay attention. I got the I can't say the word facsimile edition of the Fantastic Four number 1. It is an awesome looking book. It's got a really thick cover stock. It has all the original ads of Fantastic Four number 1. It is a really pretty book to have, and it's a good book to have if I ever complete my Fantastic run, because I ain't gonna get the number 1. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, well, unless I win the lottery or something big happens, then I'll get it. But I picked this up. It was really a cool book for $3.99. Edge of Spider-Geddon, number 3, which is the first appearance of Spider-Ben. And I've read the other two, and they've been pretty good. And then the other one I picked up there, it's expensive too. When you go to a shop, you have no discount at, four times three, $12, like no time plus tax. I can't imagine how some of you guys do it. I mean, thank God for DCBS and the massive discounts that I get and great customer service. Impossible Incorporated is the one I missed out on, and I picked that up. The art didn't sell me on the story, but the fact that it was Demetaeus, I was kind of sold, and I didn't catch it in the I didn't catch it in the previews. I would have ordered it, but I probably looked at the cover image and said, "No, nah, I don't want it." And what it ended up being is, I do want it because it's J.M. DeMatteis, so I didn't look at it, which is unusual, because I usually pay attention to most solicits. Or it could have been the month I was insane and I was looking at cutting back some titles. So that was my adventure. I originally wanted to go see Predator. Things didn't work out, and then I was gonna go see Peppermint. And then by the time of all that happened this morning at work and that little stop, I was like kind of bummed out. I wasn't like not a mood to watch a movie. And from there, I decided, you know what? I am pretty hungry. So I went to one of my favorite places to eat, Buffalo Wild Wings. It was packed, a lot of people watching college football. And I sat down by myself in the bar and ordered me up some wings. I got hot and I got mango habanero. And I ordered more hot after that with a lot of ranch dressing and some buffalo chips. So I ate about 15 wings. Buffalo chips. And then after that, I texted Barb and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go get one of those apple caramel. They have Rita's Italian Ice and they have this apple caramel miso drink. It's like a milky thing. I don't know what it milky, slushy type drink, caramel apple. And I got myself a large one of those. And you know what? I had heard there was a new comic shop in town that I haven't been to. And I haven't been to a lot of them. We have so many comic shops right now. And some of them are going to fail. I just know it. They can't. We have Ed's Cards and Comics, which is old reliable. That's my guy. Not the cleanest store, but I think it's the funnest store. And maybe it's because I know the owner and I know the guy that works there that I talk to a lot, and I enjoy their company. And we chat every time I go in. And I go to Heroes and Dragons because they're the only shop that I know of that carries the drawer boxes from the guy in Denver. Those sturdy drawer boxes I like so much. And I go there about every 3 months, buy about 15 to 20 short boxes, take them to my storage unit. So I have them in stock, and then when I get down to about four, I get worried, and then I call that shop and I say, "Hey, do you have more short boxes?" And I go clean them out again. So rinse and repeat. The last time I went, it was really interesting though, because he said some guy had found out from the con that he sold them and came and bought 20 of them too, like me. So he's in on my shenanigans, and he's doing what I'm doing. But that's a nice clean shop. It seems like they focus a lot on gaming, but they have a lot of good selection of comic books, Marvel and DC and Image, and then some other stuff. And I'm sure if you're a pull box customer, you'll get what you get, you know. So I only go to those two shops normally. There's one downtown. God, I forget the name of that thing. Maybe it's on the receipt, because that's the one I went today. They have two stores. And I don't even know if my receipt is in the bag. Yeah, it is. Let's see if it has their Escape Velocity. So Escape Velocity is a nice clean store. They do have a lot of trades. They have a lot of toys. There's one by the movie theater, which is right by my house. So I use them only as if I miss something, and then I go check it out. But they do not nearly have the selection that the one downtown is. Now, one downtown is a pretentious store, but it's nice to have a pretentious store because you can get all the indies there. Like he really stocks up on the indies. And of course I was looking for Batman Damned again because you can't get enough Batman Dick. We'll talk about that later. But and I was looking for 12 Devils Dancing. Nobody can carry that here. So what I'm doing is my comicshop.com order, and I'm gonna fulfill that. So that's I got four stores, Colorado Springs, all really nice stores, all different purposes. The downtown Escape Velocity, much nicer for comics because of the independent selection, but this one is pretty good substitute if you miss an Image or you miss a DC. And you can get down there. That's where I got Edge of Spider-Geddon, Spidey, because I looked on eBay and they were sold, they were selling for about $8 a shot, plus shipping. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they'll have it. So that visit paid off. I got that book plus more, and I got that DC Nation for free. So that worked out good. And then there's a new one that opened up, and I had heard about it through the grapevine, but I never been there. And it's called the Iron Lion. They've been open 6 to 8 months ago. They are a new shop. Really, they had custom furniture made for comics, like their display. The only thing I didn't like is on the new book section, and they have like rows of comic book titles. They're all alphabetical, but they have like in between the rows of comics, they have like toys and statues in between the comic book displays. It looks really, really snazzy. The only complaint I have is I'm 5'2". And the very top row, I couldn't even reach. Like, I couldn't even reach. So when you get to the higher level alphabet, they have like this sliding ladder that you have to ask a s person to get the book, which is okay if you know what you're looking for. But for my case, when I'm at a new store, I just like to bruise, and I'd have to stand back like 3 feet and kind of squint my eyes to make sure I understand. I saw what was there, it was hard to see. I told them that, by the way. But then they had shelving like Chris Campbell has, like those drawer shelves, and they were underneath some of the toy displays. And they had like a row of graphic novels in between some stuff, and they were not as well stocked on the graphic novels as the Escape Velocity, but they were stocked pretty good. They had some of the big things, and they even had some manga and stuff there. The thing I really noticed though is the customer service, like, was the best I had ever seen. They welcome you. They ask if you want help. They should kind of give you an overview of where's everything. And because they have some wall books that are expensive and some CGC stuff. And they were like, well, I kind of like opened up the drawers. They were like those nice wooden drawers for the back issues. And it looked like all current stuff. And the she must be, it's like a young couple. I mean, I would swear they're in their th early 30s. Maybe even late 20s, maybe. A young girl and a young guy, and they may or may not be husband and wife. I don't know. Might be brother and sister for all I know. But one thing I could say is it was very welcoming. They have places to sit. They had a giant screen TV where they were watching the game that I was watching on at Buffalo Wild Wings, which was Texas A&M, and it was the number one ranked team. I can't think of who they are. Ohio State? Somebody. They were playing. And really nice setup there where they had a couch and you can watch the game, and some big tables that look like they might be there for gaming. In the center, they had a bunch of gaming stuff, and then they had a whole pop section. And then on the right-hand side, they had a bunch of toys. But as she greeted me, she saw that I was looking at wall books, because I was like, she asked me, "Are you looking for anything in particular?" And I never know what I'm looking for, because for one thing, I only look for things that I absolutely know I don't have. There's t so sometimes in my memory, in the white dots, I can't remember everything that I have. So I bruise. And she kind of looked at what I was looking at. There's some wall books that I wanted. There was a couple wall books, but they're like expensive. And they at some point I gotta just pull the trigger on these titles because they ain't gonna get any lower. I just gotta decide. I gotta decide. There's so much I want. There's so many wonderful books out there. And I'm pacing. That's why I'm breathing. I pace when I walk. It helps me think. But really nice store, really friendly people. And she saw what I was looking at. She says, "All these drawers on the far right are Bronze Silver Age books." And they didn't have a lot, but they were all organized and all in Mylar. And it was a pretty nice. Matter of fact, I'm going to go back for some more Black Hawk when I have some time. 'Cause I'd like to bruise some more. I don't even know where I put my bag of books. That's what I can't find. This table's a mess. I have one day before Barb gets back, and then I have to. They even have a nice bag, the custom bag. They spend a lot of money on furniture. I hope the store makes it. I don't know where I put the books. That is fucking interesting. I am losing my shit. I know I had a bag of books, and now they're gone. Where did I put the Walmart? Oh, Lord. What did I do? Hopefully, I will find. Oh, I did. No, those are the Walmart books. I don't know what I did with them. I am just losing my marbles, and there's comic books everywhere, and I do not see where I could. Oh, they're right in front of me. Okay, so what I did is I went through their Sergeant Rock because I know I don't have a lot of them, because I traded them all away when I was a kid. I picked up Sergeant Rock 375, Sergeant Rock 372, Sergeant Rock 370. This one I owned. 370 I had owned before. I remember this cover distinctively. 363. Ooh, it has all of them. It says Easy Company Killed in Action, Ice Cream Soldier, Wild Man, Jackie Johnson, Four Eyes, Little Sure Shot, Short Round. I can't remember if it's Long Round, Bulldozer, and I can't see the last two that he's carving into the wall. And then I picked up 361. And this cover I like a lot. Oh my God. Well, this one cover, 361, it has Keep Me Alive, Sergeant Rock, and there's a tank. And he's just firing a pistol at the tank. And there's a guy in front of the tank where he's transfusing blood into his arm, and he says, "Rock, you promised to keep me alive till we get to San Antone." Wow. This cover I love. This is Sergeant Rock also gonna get crushed by a tank, and there's a bunch of little kids with guns. It looks like wooden guns that don't even shoot anything. And it's titled The Young Soldiers, and he's like, "Come back, you kids, this ain't no game, it's war." Wow. And then I picked up 356. which has a bunch of Nazis, has Sergeant Rock like swinging a bunch of bullet, you know, the bullets that you wear across the chest. I don't know what those are called, but he ripped them off of him and he's swinging them and hitting the Nazi's shoulders in the face, and bullets are flying everywhere. So he's trying to beat him with bullets, but not from a gun, by just swinging his bullets that he was wearing. I then bought Weird War Tales 120, featuring G.I. Robot. And then I also bought a Weird 123. And this isn't a this is looks like a sci-fi adventure. It says only one man could save Earth from alien conquest, but he's dead, and that leaves it up to this woman. I might read that. That looks interesting. I then picked up Black Hawk 137. It's a 10-cent issue. It's called The Isle of Giants, and Black Hawk and his guys are there, and Black Hawk's saying, "Run for the jungle!" It looks like a one-armed giant. It's very interesting. He's swinging a club at him. And run for the jungle, men. It's the only place where we can hide. Black Hawk 137. This one's a really nice one. I love the cover on this one. It has them on a sub, on a Black Hawk sub. And there's this sawtooth killer shark is driving this, like, submarine, what do they call these things? Saw. Those sharks that have that, like, saw-looking nose. Except this is a machine built like that, and it's cutting the Black Hawk sub in half. And it says Killer Shark Secret Lair, Black Hawk 128. I then bought Batman 159, which is a Joker issue, and it has the Great Clayface Joker feud. And it says the Joker's changing. That's not the real Joker, it's Clayface. So it might be Clayface pretending he's Joker. Oh, Harley's taking a dump. Good girl, because I'm going to take her for a walk later and I don't have to pick it up. That's good. Well, I have to pick that up eventually, but that's my own backyard, so I can pick it up in a week if I want. We have Adventure Comics 346, and I don't know what this is officially of, but on the cover it has the Legion of Superheroes. It says, featuring one of us as a traitor in introducing four new Legionnaires: Karate Kid, Princess Projecta, Feral Lad, and Nemesis Kid. Can you spot the double crosser who sold out the Legion? I don't know who it could be because it has the original Legionnaires, Phantom Girl, Chameleon Boy, and Superboy. So, Nemesis Kid is my guess because I don't know him. So that's what I purchased at the Iron Lion. So it was fun. And then I was like, earlier, I think it was last Thursday, I was able to get the Walmart Superman and Justice League book. And I knew that the other ones weren't out yet, but there's a Walmart that I always go to that's up north. It's far. It was by this Iron Lion. And I went by Walmart not expecting to find it, 'cause people were like IMing like DiDio and a couple other people. They should be arriving on Sunday. So I said, you know, since I'm here, I got my caramel apple smoothie and driving, I'm gonna stop at this shop and stop at Walmart and see if they have it. And I basically park, I go right in, it's right up front near the registers, and sure enough, they had a fuck ton of Batman number threes. And if you know what Batman number three is, it's the first Bendis Batman written book. So I got two of them, just like I got two of the Tom King Superman, because it was the first like Walmart exclusive of those writers. I just wanted to have two. And then I said, oh shit, they're not gonna have Teen Titans number 3. So I like rifled through these big piles of, they were in that display, but they were all Batman number 3s, and they had Teen Titans number 1s, and I was like, crap, I'm not gonna get Teen Titans number 3. And sure enough, I found one. There was like 3 copies only, and grabbed one, so I was able to get that. So it's been like a good comic book day for me, 'cause I love those Walmart books. And Tom King Superman, it really blew me away. It's a mystery that I really want to figure out, and it's almost like I can't wait, 'cause it's somebody came. Okay, spoilers for Batman, 100-page giant number 3 from Walmart. I just want to talk about this a little bit. So this book's pretty fascinating because Batman's in it, and he finds out a mystery, okay? And the mystery is this girl, this family, it's like a family, was slaughtered by something. They don't know what. Left 2 little girls in the hospital, and the mom and dad were killed, and I think another little girl was killed. And all the description they had is a beam came and took the killer out. So the main theme of it is like somebody with a Zeta beam did this. And then why would somebody with a Zeta beam just like randomly go to this house and slaughter this family? And Batman's like, you really need to solve this mystery. And he's making Superman feel bad. And Superman's like, I can't. I have stuff to do here. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. I've got no clues. And then the little girl that was alive that Superman went to go see, she passed in the hospital while he was with Lois. And he felt really bad. And he's like, Lois, I need to at least try. I need to at least try to find out what this mystery is. And I was like, fuck. I'm like captivated. I'm like, who would do this? Like, we know it can't be Adam Strange. He's a good guy. Or Sardath, or I don't know, Alana can't be. But who used like this technology to go there and slaughter this family, and why? Oh, man. It's a mystery. And then I kind of poke through. I haven't read yet the Bendis Batman. I love these books. They're so much retro fun. If you got 100-page giants when you were a kid, because they were reprints, and then sometimes they'd have original content, just like this, just like this. And so that is that. Oh, I didn't finish the stores. There's Noble Comics. I've never been there. I just know they advertise on the radio. Just like the next book, comic book shop. So where was I? I was like, okay, there's Escape Velocity. There's 2 of them, so I'm gonna count those. There's Heroes and Dragons. There's Kapow Comics. The unique thing about that one is it's by the university, and you can buy on one side of the store, you could buy coffees and drinks, and on the other side of the store, I understand it's comics, but I've never been there. Be interesting to hear how that store is doing. Find out. And then there's a Noble Comics. I don't necessarily know where that one is. So that's like 6 comic book stores. And maybe there was 6 when I moved here. And then we had a drought where shops were closing left and right. And there was like 4. Or 3. I think even at one time. And then there's this place called Dale's Cards and Comics, but I don't count it because they don't really have a lot of comics. They're mostly cards. And yes, he'll pre-order you your comics, but they don't shelf a lot of comics. They're primarily card shop, like sports cards. That's what their bread and butter is. That's what they specialize in. So that's a rundown. We got about 7 shops in Colorado Springs. I think that's a lot. That's like an all-time high. And I would guess that 2 years from now, only the strong will survive. I think Eds will still be there. I pretty much guarantee it. Just because he's a specialist in back issues and he's a specialist in discounting his pull box people. Like, you can't find pull box discounts like he gives. So I recommend people go to Ed if they want pull box on new books. And he's got the best selection of back issues. Even this clean shop, like, they had stuff. I'll go back because they had some other stuff that I'd be interested in. But when I go next time, I'll probably, drop another $100 and buy some back issues in that Silver Age area. So that's that. And then I'm gonna go rapid fire through a list of books that I got. So you're like, man, Mike fucking buys a lot of books, and you're damn right. I don't know anybody who buys more books than myself. Reed, who's a friend of mine, and I have met him several times when I go to North Carolina, Charlotte Heroes Con, and met him because he contacted us on Geek Brunch, so he knew us, and I think he's listened to most of the shows. But I had worked on getting some stuff from him on the last one, and I asked him, "Are you looking to get rid of some stuff?" And he said, "Yes." So I said, "I'm very interested in Hulk." So I ran a report, and I told him where my holes were, and I basically sent him a PDF of comic base of what I was missing on Hulk. And let me tell you what he filled. I can't go over the description on all of these 'cause it's a lot. I have over 88 books of Hulk that I bought from him. I bought Hulk 107, which is Hulk fighting Mandarin. This one's a beautiful copy, the Hulk 109. It has Hulk and Kazar on the cover, and it says The Lost Land of Kazar. I love this cover. I almost bought it from Ed several years ago, but it sold before I was ready to pull the trigger. We have Incredible Hulk 111. This has Hulk in space fighting a bunch of orbs. Have Incredible Hulk 137. It has him fighting Abomination in space. Pretty crazy. We have Hulk 1. Okay, those were 12 cent. That's a 15 cent issue, and the others were 12 cent. Then have Hulk 159 give you a concept of price increase. God, if only comics would increase by 5 cents like they used to, instead of $1 every time. Now we're hitting $4.99, $3.99. They're jumping fast, and they jumped to $3.99 fast. There was some 350 comics, but they like went from $2.99 to $3.99 fast. So this is Hulk 159. It's another Hulk versus Abomination. Really cool 20 cent cover. You have 166, and this is Hulk fighting the electric. I can't remember if his what his name is, and he's not on the cover. It's like Zazz or something like that. He's one of the Hulk villains. We have Hulk 173. This is him fighting the Cobalt Man. We have Hulk 177. And this is him fighting the Warlock. Really cool cover. We have 178, which is him fighting the Warlock. And it says the death of Warlock. Man, that guy's always fucking dying. We have Hulk fighting that creature. And on this cover, it has that electric creature, Zazz. Zax. That's what I believe is the creature he's fighting in the previous issue. The shocking return of Living Dynamo, too. Gotta be watch out for that. I've also got a 25 cent issue of Incredible Hulk 184. He's fighting the Living Shadow, and it looks like its own shadow, like the Hulk's own shadow is fighting him. We have Hulk 185. Thunderbolt Ross is in like this machine, like this robotic machine, kind of like when Stanley, I'm not Stanley, what the fuck am I talking about? J. Jonah Jameson's face was on the robot. Well, Thunderbolt Ross is physically in this robot, and he's trying to crush the Hulk, and Betty's trapped underneath it. It looks like pretty cool cover. 186 is Hulk versus the Devastator. We got Hulk versus, I think this guy's name is Gollum. I can't remember what his name is, but he shows up a lot. And he's in the next issue. The Gremlin, sorry. I knew it began with the G. 188 is also him fighting the Gremlin. 189 is him holding a girl, and I don't know who he's holding, but it says somebody's hurt Hulk's friend. And when Hulk finds them, Hulk will smash. None are so blind. And you got the Mole Man and his moloids back there. We have Hulk 190. Hulk fighting the Toad Man, and a character called Glorian shows up on a rainbow. How about that? We have Hulk 191. He's fighting the Toad Man again, and it looks like there's a Toad Man god he's fighting. Hulk 192. I like this cover. I don't know who the girl on the cover is, but a monster's pulling the Hulk and her in the water. The Lurker beneath Loch Fear. Hulk 194, he's fighting a bunch of it says Hulk versus the Locust, but it looks like he's fighting also an army of giant insects. Hulk 195, we have him fighting the Abomination again. 25-cent issue still. Incredible Hulk versus the Man-Thing in 197, and the collector's in the back. I love me some collector. We got 198 where the Man-Thing is in it again. We got this one got out of order. I gotta find that one later. That's a annual. We got 199. That's the Hulk and Doc Samson. This is a giant size anniversary issue. It's Hulk 200, and it's got a slew of everybody that's been in Hulk on the little headshots of everyone surrounding the Hulk. Got Hulk 202. I gotta let Harley out. Hulk 202 has him fighting I don't know what it is. It looks like a wild boar. And there's a green girl on the cover, and I remember her. Her name is Jarella. I don't know if it was a love interest of Hulk back then, but I remember her from something. There you go, Harley. You be good. Enjoy the sunshine. I need to take a chug of water here. Make sure my recorder didn't die either. Yeah, the recorder's still going strong. All right, walking back to a box because I already bagged and boarded these in Mylar. Credible Hulk 203 has him fighting. It says assault on Cyclop, but it's spelled PSY Clop. If one Cyclop is more than a match for you, brute. And then we got him fighting Kronos. Well, Kronos is a big character in DC, but this is the Marvel Kronos, the Master of Time, and he's got an hourglass on his chest. It's spelled different than the DC Kronos. And then we got him fighting the Crypto Man on 205. On 213, that's a really cool cover. He's fighting the Quintronic Man, and it looks like there's people inside of his head, his shoulders, and his. Is that his buttocks? No, I guess it's his knee. We have Incredible Hulk 215. This is a really cool, like, splash of three panels. It says, "Incredible Hulk alone against the forces of S.H.I.E.L.D. Captured by superior powers, enraged his oldest enemy about to become his victim, and behind these insane acts, the most unexpected supervillain of them all." So there's like four different panels in that cover. And then we have him fighting Bi-Beast in 216. And 217, this is 223, sorry. This was a really good issue. It's called The Hulk No More, and it's got him, Bruce on the ground, and two hippies looking at him in the background. And I read this one too, 224 on Marvel Unlimited. And it's got the leader in a machine shooting at the Hulk. The Hulk no longer exists, but don't tell the leader. He's too busy trying to kill them. I gotta check the phone. Oh, it's. I gotta get this. So let me pause this. Oh no, I'll get that later. Two 25 is the death. Triumphant. It's got somebody's arms reaching to grab the Hulk, and it's got a big Hulk head. This is a really good issue. 226, The Big Monster on Campus. That one I read digitally. I read this one digitally. 228, it's a 35-cent issue. Him fighting Moonstone. I think it's her first appearance. I also read 230. This is Hulk Harvest of Fear, where he fights a bunch of farmers. Hulk just wanted to eat. He was hungry in that issue, and goddamn farmers. We have Incredible Hulk 231, Panic in the Night. This is another one that I've read. That's a good issue. We have 232, and this is one I started reading on Marvel Unlimited, but I didn't finish, and now I have a physical copy. Him, Captain America's on the cover with the Hulk fighting. And then we have Marvel Man and the Hulk fighting some dude in a sub, it looks like. That's 35 cents. Then we have 35, which is Hulk ripping the side of a house apart and on Berkeley campus, I guess. We got Hulk 235, him fighting Machine Man. Hulk 238, and these ones are interesting because they have the UPC, but it's crossed out and it's got the diamond on it. And I think these were in Whitman 3-packs. So we got 239. This is the Hulk, and he's jumping over Mount Rushmore. We got 240. This is Hulk burning in flames. We have 241. This is half a Hulk is better than none, and it's got half on Bruce. Looks like Two-Face, half Bruce, half Hulk. We then have Hulk 242, and it's he's fighting some guy called Tyrannus. We have Hulk 244, and it's like a huge foot trying to step on the Hulk, and it's called It Lives. We have Hulk. This is a lot of Hulk I bought. Hulk 245. This has Hulk smashing up, looks like tanks and cannons from the military. We have Hulk 246. This is Hulk fighting Captain Marvel, the old school one, the one that died of cancer. And this is a 40-cent issue. We have Incredible Hulk on the cover fighting some demon beast and protecting some green caveman. We have Hulk 248 with the Gardener, Elder of the Universe. We have 249, and Hulk is fighting Jack Frost. We have 250, and Hulk versus the Silver Surfer. We have 251, which has Whatever Happened to the 3D Man, and Hulk is coming after the 3D Man. We have 252, which says Win a Toys R Us shopping spree. Grand prize, minimum value of 3,000. I open this up and I won, but Toys R Us isn't there for me to redeem it. I'm just kidding. I guess back then you could redeem it. He's fighting a bunch of changelings that look like beasts. And he's also fighting him again in 253 with Doc Samson, though, this time. We then have 254, which is the UFOs. The Hulk faces the UFOs. They're recurring villains. We have 255, where Hulk is facing off against Thor. and 256. He's facing off against Sabri. I think that's her name. She's an Israeli superhero. I first met her in Contest of Champions. So that's 256. 257 introduced the first appearance of the Arabian Knight. Contest of Champions again. He's there. 259 is the Soviet Super Soldiers versus the Hulk, and it's got his buddy, the Red Guardian, from the Defenders. We have Hulk 260, which is the machine or the mountain. Which one will destroy the Hulk? 261 is he's fighting the Absorbing Man. We're in the 50 cents now. So we went from 40 to 50, so another dime. We have Hulk 263, where he's fighting, I don't know. It looks like Avalanche from the X-Men and some other guy that looks like a KKK, but he has a brown hoodie and a green uniform, so I don't know what that's about. We have Hulk 264. He's saying, "You hurt children, you hurt girl, now Hulk will hurt you." Ping. 265. We have Hulk fighting the Rangers, and that is Ghost Rider on a horse, which that's I don't own any of those comics. That's the Western Ghost Rider. We also have Firebird and Red Wolf. I do have all of Red Wolf's series, and Firebird was an X-Men, I mean an Avenger, and the Texas Twister. That's that guy that looks like he's from Texas. And I think her name is Lone Star or Star Shooter, one of the ones. She's there with a gun aiming it at the Hulk. We have Hulk 267, and it's got like he's on the wrong side of the rainbow, and it's got Gremlin, Leader, Abomination, Bi-Beast, and Moonstone. So Barb's calling me. Oh my God. All right, let me pause it. All right, pausing this standby. All right, I am back. So that was Barb. And she's in Albuquerque, so I kind of frustrated because I should be on vacation, but I stayed to work. So she's in Albuquerque enjoying herself with family, and I'm here, but I am enjoying my Saturday, the rest of my Saturday anyway. Things turned out all right. So let me see if I can find where I was. I was talking about the rainbow of villains. And then I got Incredible Hulk 60 cent or 266, which him fighting a skeleton horse and a guy with a skeleton, and it's called Pyra. We have 269. He's fighting Kirby creatures, but it's not Kirby drawing it. It's Al Milgrom, the Hulk Hunters. Looks very Kirby-esque on that cover. We then have Hulk in space again fighting a huge mouth. And there's some alien creatures on a rock floating in space. We have Hulk 273, 60 center. It looks like a bunch of giant ants are coming after him in a field. We have 276 against the return of the UFOs he's fighting. We then have Hulk 279. And Hulk is being carried by the entire Marvel Universe. Well, not maybe everybody, but most of them. They have him on his shoulders, and he says, "So this is what acceptance feels like. Hulk feel good." But I think this is Smart Hulk. Now 288 with him fighting the MODOK and the Abomination. We have Hulk 292, and he's fighting Dragon Man, who turns into a good guy in the FF Future Foundation. We have Hulk fighting Rom the Space Knight in 296. In 299, it's Hulk versus Doctor Strange, his fellow defender. We have Hulk 308, and it looks like he's fighting a brood, but there's something off about the way this brood looks like, so it's something different. We have Hulk fighting aliens again in 309. Went up a nickel, 65 cents. And then when we get to that was 309, and then at 318, so a little bit later, we're in 75 cents. How about that? Hulk fighting Doc Samson. No, Doc Samson and him fighting some alien creatures, as Doc Samson has just beaten the Hulk. And somebody's not happy about it, and somebody's shooting at Doc Samson. Got a John Byrne cover on 319. It looks like Bruce is getting married to Betty. With Rick Jones being the main best man. We then get into the annuals, and we have Incredible Hulk Annual number 7, and he's with two of the champions, Iceman and Angel. Hand of the Holocaust, King Size Annual. We then have number 8, King Size Annual. This has him fighting Sasquatch. Very appropriate because it's happening in The Incredible Hulk right now on the current issue. So that's very tempting to read right now because he's gamma radiated. We then have Incredible Hulk number 9. And it has a bunch of chess pieces, it looks like, fighting the Hulk, and some guys controlling him. And it's called Checkmate. And this Marvel comic could be worth $2,500 to you. I opened it up, and it was worth $2,500. Where do I cash the check? So a lot of thank you, Reed, for all these incredible Hulks. I just love comics, and I want them to be in my house. I want them all to be near me. I want to open them. I'm a historian of comics, and every comic matters, even the bad ones to me. Just they're fantastic. I'm not gonna get to questions again because of all the comics I just bought. So I'll be back with some weekly reads. And we'll talk to you in a bit. Hello, and welcome back to Mike M's Weekly Reads. That was quick. I'm doing this right away. I'm going to try to do pound away 3 more weeks worth of books because I want to get caught up and I'm going to take myself to April. So by the time you know it, I am going to be up to date. Except this week I didn't read anything. I have only today and tomorrow because my weekly reads only go from Monday to Sunday. That's how I track them. So this week was March 19th, 2018 to March 26th, 2018. We had a total of 23 books. We'll start at the bottom and we start with a 4 out of 5, which means I really liked it. We have from DC Comics, Tom Strong and the Planet of Peril. This is really the second time I've experienced Tom Strong, and this was a mini. I think it came out of DC proper or slash Wildstorm. And it's Tom Strong and his son-in-law go to Egypt on another planet to find his long-lost friend. And it's basically to save, if I remember correctly, his daughter from a disease. They have to travel to some other dimension, and he runs across an old friend to try to get some help. That was Tom Strong and the Planet of Peril, number 3 and 4. We then have Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe, number 3. Raku believes that Ninjak is dead, but they tricked her into believing that as Unity works with Shadow Man to make her believe he is dead, he had to fight. And what I mean he is Ninjak is dead. He had to fight Unity to get the Book of the Dead back in order to save his friend's life in MI6. I don't think I've read the last issue of this. But I liked it. A lot of people shat on it. But, I gave up on the little YouTube videos of Ninjak, but this was really good. Bizarro 4 and 6, the book tour continues. And this is the book tour of Bizarro Jimmy Olsen. And an adventure with Zatanna and Deadman, where Bizarro becomes magical and Jimmy Olsen becomes Bizarro. An issue where Argus asks Jimmy and Bizarro to help in Area 52 stars Chastity Hex. If you're a Jonah Hex completist, you need to get this issue. Bizarro, who would have thought? Chastity Hex, I can't even say her name. Bizarro finds out Jimmy Olsen's not really a friend, and they end up fighting but join forces against King Tut and his daughter when they head to Canada, where they are denied entry. And this King Tut, I think, is a used car salesman, so it's a different King Tut than you're used to. Avengers 372 through 374, Champions 13 through 15. This is like what leads up to their No Surrender story arc, and I wanted to read the Champions along with that. It's an appearance of the High Evolutionary, his son, the Higher Evolutionary, he's called. Maybe his first appearance? Yeah, first appearance of him. So, you collectors, you need to get some in on this. An event with champions as they try to stop High Evolutionary from destroying Earth by merging with Counter-Earth. Vivian Vision becomes human, and her robot counterpart can exist at the same time. Very interesting, very cool story. This is when I was getting pumped up for Avengers. And I never finished No Surrender either. I gotta finish that. I gotta get in on this shit. Ninja K, number 2 and 3. This is going into the 5 out of 5. So Valiant again, 5 out of 5. Ninjak tries to discover who m murdered Ninja D. Turns out it was Ninja C. And a huge conspiracy as Ninjak learns the truth about the organization he works for and their dirty past. Features a World War I backup with an earlier ninja. There you go, you war fans. World War I. We have Avengers 365 through. Th Sorry, I'm dyslexic. Not even dyslexic. I don't know what I was saying. Avengers 675 through 684. No Surrender storyline as Grandmaster versus the Elders of the Universe Challenger in a new contest of champions. You could tell why I love this, because I always speak highly of contest of champions. Where the Black Order, I love the Black Order. The Black Order versus a new Lethal Legion with Avengers caught in the middle. The first appearance of Voyager and Challenger. Voyager implants false memories in the Avengers to make them believe she was always a member of the Avengers. So back then, people were talking about, did they just retcon this character back in? No, it's very much like the cuckoo. She cuckooed her way in by manipulating brains. And then Jarvis is in the hospital with a microvirus until Beast and Wasp save him. When they touch a pyramid, they win and vanish. So they touch the device, essentially. The return of Bruce Banner, Hulk. How about that? This is where Hulk comes back and we get Immortal Hulk, man. And you'll just dig this shit. Avengers 375, 384. Bloodshot Salvation number 7. The pictureless Bloodshot story where he heads into the dead side to save his daughter. The pitch black episode. And terrifying if you get what they're going after. This is how I like my Deadside. So it's like creepy Deadside, not Matt Kent, the Hobbit type Deadside with some Harry Potter mixed in. This is the creepy ass Deadside. Really well done, Silent Issue. Very creepy if you get it. If you're hitting the panels right and you get into the mode where you see what they're trying to get across, you will dig this. Valiant Comics, 5 out of 5. Bloodshot Salvation. Archer and Armstrong, the Vault of Spirits. Armstrong opens the vault. This is the one shot, man. Armstrong opens a vault where they keep the wines for every year and takes Quantum and Woody, Punk Mambo, Faith, and Archer there while the sect wants to rob it, rob the vault. Features a reunion with Time Walker and Eternal Warrior, even though he is dead at the time. And there's Noah's Ark going on. This is freaking phenomenal. 5 out of 5. Valiant, Valiant, Valiant week that week. And it was very Valiant. Bunch of 5 out of 5s, all Valiant. Let's jump into the next week. This is March 27th through April Fool's Day. March 4, I think is the first. April 1st, 2018. I'm not going to be playing any jokes on you here. A total of 18 comics, 4 Valiant, 1 quality slash DC. This is like the quality comics that had Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighters. They also did romance comics. This is quality. That's why I said quality DC. I then have a quality Fleetway, 1 comic. That is like the Judge Dredd stuff. Marvel had 6, DC had 6. So let's start at the bottom at the 3 out of 5s. We have Captain America, 697 through 699. That terrorist group freezes Cap, only to be awakened in a post-apocalyptic world where they rule and most heroes are dead except for Thing and Hulk. He defeats the group, but they're still stuck in this world. This is a Mark Waid story, if I remember correctly. We got Titans Hunt 1 through 3. The Titans are starting to remember their past to reunite because of Lilith. There is a villain, but he has not been identified yet. Features Mal and Narc. And Narc is from the first series of the Teen Titans, so you have to go back to the 70s to get this Narc. Hawk and Dove show up in issue 3. I don't remember if Narc ever showed up in the new Teen Titans or any of that incarnation that was really popular. We have Brave and the Bold going into the 4 out of 5s. Brave and the Bold 79. Batman works with Deadman to find out who killed him and also to find out who is responsible for the murder. And Batman and Gordon don't agree. Guy with a hook, which Boston has been chasing forever in Strange Adventures, was not Boston's killer, but one of the political figures that owned one of the papers. Neil Adams' first Batman. Batman, Brave and the Bold, 79. We have another 4 out of 5, Infinity Countdown, Adam Warlock number 1. This is the current stuff. Backstory of Adam. And then takes us to a present where Kang is looking to avoid a crisis and seeks out Warlock's help to avoid an imminent crisis. So then we go into Captain America number 695 through 696. This is the same volume. I think it's the Mark Waid stuff. I like this earlier stuff more than the later stuff. That Cap is going around the country on a motorcycle. He defeats some terrorists that will play a part later. And the new Swordsmaster, when he tries and destroys a dam, the Swordmaster is a new character, even though it's a Silver Age character. They reintroduce a new one in this particular Captain America series by Mark Waid. We have Heartthrobs number 60. You'll see by my write-up that I love romance comics. Girl, they're just an historical, fascinating thing to me. Just amazing. Girl dares her best friend to dive in a pool, and he is killed. She feels bad. A year later, she falls in love, but she decides to set her friend up with the man she is in love with, only to find out they are engaged. Later, he is at the pool and going to dive in, and she freaks out and takes the man away from her best friend. A wedding planner, and this is another story, a wedding planner thinks she is falling in love with customers. To be a husband only to find out it is her brother, it is the brother. And then a story about two sisters competing for a man. That first story about the guy in the pool, absolutely fascinating. The only reason it's a 4 out of 5 is because the other two stories aren't as good as that first one. We have Judge Dredd number 2, volume 1. I just completed this series, I believe. This is the quality. No, the Fleetway. I can't remember which one's first. Eagle Comics. What the fuck am I talking about? Okay, these Judge Dredd books went through a whole rigmarole, but really to me they were the same. I think the very first incarnation in the 80s was Eagle, and then it became Quality, and then slash Fleetway. So I don't know what was going on, but this is Judge Dredd number 2, volume 1. Judge Dredd has to defend Luna 1 against the Russians during the Olympic Games. Dredd takes on a group that knocks out the whole sector by replacing oxygen with knockout gas. Dredd defeats the group that has and then has to face charges that they are and they use Laurel and Hardy and Charlie Chaplin and the Marx Brothers. That was fucking insane, and it's like some I drafted up a comic book that I created. a long, long time ago, and it was about a prison in space. Actually, it was an insane asylum in space, and I had some people that were in the asylum that thought they were Laurel and Hardy. Oh my God! All right, Quantum and Woody 1 through 3. This is a Valiant comic. This is probably the third volume, fourth volume. A group wants to help Woody separate from his brother, give some backstory on the father being born again, only to find out he is going to dissipate his energy. Quantum works for the government organization that collects weapons, and Woody is trying to infiltrate it. Got Ninja K number 4. Ninja G is tracked down to find more about the Acclimation Bureau. Blah, 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 blah. That's all, folks. Acclimation Bureau. She has been in hiding. Tom Strong and the Planet of Peril 5 and 6. This is the finale to the Tom Strong books that I've been talking about. Tom finds Tom Strange, and they are able to find a cure for the disease that is killing his multi-world planet. Tom and his son-in-law return to their world and cure his daughter. That's Tom Strong's daughter. We then get into the 5 out of 5. Shadow Man number 1. Alyssa Miles, something in the water making kids sick, and she mentions cartomancy, which is map magic. Really cool. Gris, Punk Mambo is a sorceress. Viv, I just love this. This is like bringing back New Orleans and voodoo and all kinds of stuff. Calls out to Papa Legba, and that is how Shadow Man returns. The monster in the swamp chases Alyssa and Jack, but they get away. He has been gone for 5 years. He talks about him being a slave on the dead side and all of the killings. She wants to help him and summon Damballa, who is really does not like Jack. Alyssa passes out, and Baron Samedi comes back through here and tells Jack he's going to be tested and needs to be toughen up, Buttercup. That's right. You gotta grow some balls. He starts to go after him when then Alyssa gets her body back. The fantastic fucking Shadow Man Valiant comic, yes. All right, last week, this is April 2nd through April 8th. There was a total of 25 comics, 9 Marvel, 8 Image, 1 Devil's Due. It's really an Image book, but the printing that I have was reprinted by Devil's Due, so that's what I'm counting against. DC 6 and Avatar 1. Start with the 3 out of 5s, which means I liked it. Titans Hunt 4 through 8. I think this was a completion. I don't remember. The Titans forgot they were the Teen Titans until the Twister makes them remember. That's a classic, Silver Age villain for them. It stars Narc, Mal, Bumblebee, Hawk and Dove, and Lilith. We then get into the 4 out of 5. Scribbler number 1. A multiple personality character is released to a hotel of rehab, insane asylum inmates, with a machine that is set up to reduce her personalities. Very strange story. I think there's a DVD out on this particular one. I think Bill may have seen it. I didn't get to see it. But this is Scribbler. This is by the same guy that wrote White. We then get into Infinity Countdown number 1. Guardians of the Galaxy want to help Gamora go after the Soul Gem because part of her is in there. Groot learns to speak again and grow because of the gardener. And then he's got that evil Groot shit going on, man. This is where it changes, and people want to know, like, why did Groot start talking? Well, here's where. Infinity Countdown, Guardians of the Galaxy. Infinity Countdown number 1, I believe. We got New Mutants Dead Souls number 1. A new group does paranormal investigations for Karma, one of the original New Mutants. Spirits of Vengeance 3 through 5. A villain wants to kill Angel. An angel, not the angel of Marvel Comics, but an angel during the pact between heaven and hell with Judas. Judas's silver weapon stars Hellstrom, Satana, Ghost Rider, and Blade. Another 4 out of 5. Another 4 out of 5 is Infinity Countdown Prime number 1. The gems are in Wolverine, Super Skrull, Turk, Drax, Captain Marvel. We have Weapons of Mass Destruction number 1. It's the backstory of a new Weapon H character. Totally Awesome Hulk and Weapon X break into teams to go after the Weapon H program. We have Quasar number 1. Wendell is working on becoming a SHIELD agent, but is failing in basically the physical activities. He is assigned to guard the Marvel boy bands that his father is studying. He puts on the bands during an attack to become Quasar. I gotta finish that run at some point. Weapon H number 1. A new character roams the Marvel U as the Hulk. Like character who gets into issues when he is angry. The wife of a guy who murdered his fellow mercenaries to save a lot of innocents. The wife is trying to get money from Roxxon because of the supposed death of her husband. She finds the file in Roxxon. So that's the new Weapon H wife, basically. Got from Vertigo Comics, DC, Deathbed number 1, a failing writer. This is a 5 out of 5. So now we're jumping into the 5 out of 5s. This was, I could tell this was a Geek Brunch week because of Scribbler, Deathbed, and Crossed. Deathbed number 1, a failing writer successful in ghostwriting biographies and is hired to write one for an adventurer. Kind of like a Tom Strong adventure. Demons attack when he is dying. We got then Cyber Force 3 through 10. This was the latest Cyber Force, but not the latest. It was the one prior to the current volume that's going on right now. The CDI wants to kill most of the population in hopes of saving the future and uses an algorithm. Chairman's daughter finds out father is the Striker, and they form a team to fight the chairman. Wife and mother is Psyblade. Aphrodite starts working for the chairman, but switches sides. Striker kills chairman. Ripla close to death, so the team needs to save. Meanwhile, a villain, Killjoy, breaks out of the CDI. We then got 5 out of 5 for that one, and then Crossed, Wish You Were Here, number 2. Shaky going after supplies with a group for the island, documents his history and what got him here. He fell in love with a nun that the gatekeeper raped, and he killed him. At least he thinks he did. You'll learn in, I think, number 3 or 4 that things aren't what they seem. She is now crossed. The nun is. That's what I mean. Get items stolen from 2 new recruits and have to bargain with a military base for guns for prescription drugs. They lose one of their own. A girl is raped by gamekeeper, and husband finally tries to defend her and gets killed, so the wife kills herself. And it's the same guy that raped the nun, by the way. Crossed, 5 out of 5. So, man, I hope you enjoyed this weekly reads. Cover 3 more weeks. We're almost, another episode, and I'll get through another month. So I like the pace I'm going at. The 5 out of 5s again for the following 3 weeks are Deathbed from Vertigo Comics, number 1. From Image Comics, Cyber Force 3 through 10. From Avatar Comics, Crossed, Wish You Were Here, number 2. From the prior week, it was Shadow Man number 1 from Valiant Comics. And the 5 out of 5s for the previous week were Ninjak 2 through 3, Avengers 675 through 684, Bloodshot Salvation number 7, and Archer and the Vault of Spirits number 1. So I want to thank you for listening to Mike M's Weekly Reads. We covered a lot in this episode. We marathoned through all my Hulk purchases, some recent purchases from the comic shops today, and you got a rundown of all the shops in Colorado Springs. So how about that? So if you want to reach me or send me questions or comments, and definitely questions are coming next episode, unless there's another big procurement. But I have like 15 or so questions, but you can send them anytime and I will get them. I track them. Our topics to talk about, any of that kind of stuff, send them to me at mike@comicbooknoise.com or tweet me at Mike Myers Brunch. And this podcast is found on the Geek Brunch Podcast a website. So that's www.geekbrunchpodcast.com. And find us on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, follow all the episode threads there. And I think that's about it. You can leave posts on the website or at Facebook, and we will cover them on this episode. So on the feed, check out Geek Brunch, which is kind of like reviewing a lot of TV movies and issues and trades that we read together, sort of thing. And Geek Brunch Retro, we talk about past comics 10 years or older. Anything's up for grabs except for what we've already covered. And it could be TV, movies, or comics. Most, I would say 95% of the time it's comics. But on the next episode, I'm going to have some DC Universe stuff on there, man. So check that out. And then you got Mike M's Collector's Corner. We got about 7 or 8 episodes out on that. I got to get that going again. I have some ideas on some guests. I just got to start reaching out, get something scheduled. That one might not come back for another month, though, because work is going to be bad during September and October. So let Harley out. But I want to thank you for listening and putting up with my shit. So I will talk to you later. I'm going to release this episode today so we get it out. And stay tuned for some more recordings. And there'll probably be 2 a week. And then you'll either get a Geek Brunch or a Geek Brunch Retro every week. And then Collector's Corner will come in as is. But sometimes you'll get them 3 stacked in a row. Sometimes you'll get a couple of months off. And then also check out Kyle and me on DC Spotlight, where we covered a lot of the New Age of Heroes stuff. And next episode, we got some more surprises for you, some more DC books that we're both reading. And we'll talk to you in a bit. Take care. Bye.